afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Mike Ross.
Okay, just one moment, sir. Who has him?
I have him, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Gowanus will serve as your lead, so just hang on, Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ross, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Okay, my name is Michael N. Ross. My DOC number is 055098.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision.
Okay.
This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest.
Yes, sir.
You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 31st, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights,
yes, sir,
is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see to my far right, on the opposite side of the bench, we'll begin with the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, also present in the room. There's our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Ross and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ross, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the one allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of the condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 42000 West Colby Drive, Maricopa, Arizona, on or about July 13, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you an absconder from supervision. Mr. Ross, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Ross's admission, I move to find him delinquent because he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Ross, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mr. Westby.
On June 14, 2018, Mr. Ross was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 20, 2018 by Sierra Vista PD on a new felony charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was back in U.S. custody on August 23, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision ending of February 19, 2019, 30 abscondes. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 1985, burglary, 33, 2 years, 1985, theft, 2 counts, count 1, 1.5 years, count 2, 1 year, 10 months, 15 days, 1985, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 10 months, 15 days, 1998, dangerous drug violation, 3.5 years, 1998, marijuana violation, 2 counts, each for 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 3-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1986, parole release completion, 7 months. 2001, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. All arrests on record resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G2B4. I do have a status of charges from Officer Wayne, dated September 12, 2018, that states, for Sierra Police Department Records Unit, felony charge of drug paraphernalia is being pursued with the Cochise County Attorney's Office. It's currently under review, so charges are pending.
Just 1 second, sir. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary, and you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail. All right. And if it has to do with your pending charge, we'll get to that. But just a quick review, it looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with the approved residence with your sister, Sandra Smith, in Maricopa, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that the only place you lived when you were released from prison?
Yes, sir.
You did not report obtaining employment during your supervision, so did you work at all?
No, sir. I got a medical problem right now. I got a bone to deterioration in my foot.
Okay, sir. I saw that you were on crutches, so I'm sorry to hear that you're having some orthopedic problems. Are you recovering okay?
No, sir. It's getting worse. No. That's why I'm trying to...
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. There are programming notes that you were instructed to task... You were responsible for providing oral specimen samples for testing. It looks like no samples were taken during the time that you were under supervision. We have no sanctions or follow-up notes. So I will begin questioning by asking you, it looks like that you're missing from community supervision for 30 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
I went to have a friend with the children. You know, to help, I kept him back to kill him, to back him in and whatever, and then what happened is, some of our old friends came around there, and they ended up putting me to use methamphetamines and marijuana.
Mm.
And then at the same time, so that, with the pain I had in my foot, I went to a medical doctor and they got x-rays and all that, and that's when I found out that my bone is deteriorating. And it did make me open my eyes to know that I'm trying to see if I can get to put in a rehab service because I have a drug problem. And I'm trying to see if I can get put in a rehab to continue to fix my health because of right now my bones are deteriorating in my foot and all that. And I got other parts of my body aching. I don't know if it's the same thing. And that's why I'm asking for mercy. See if I get either reinstated or put in a drug rehab for the remainder of my 5 months.
Okay, sir. Why did you break off contact with your community corrections officer?
No, I really didn't mean to do that. So it's like I said, because the problems I was having with my foot and the pain I was going through, I was going to make contact, but I didn't. I failed to. And I am admitting that, so I failed to make contact because I used a drug, and I knew I was going to get in trouble because I used that drug, so that's why I did not make contact with him.
did you end up in Sierra Vista?
Oh, because my friend that I had moved to Hillary, he picked me up again, and I went out to help him. He came and picked me up.
As you heard during the summary, you have some pending charges?
Yes, sir. I sent in a sheet of a form to get that dismissed. A squash form. I sent it. I'm going to get to the Cochise County Magistrate Court.
Thank you, sir. And what were you doing that caused Sierra Vista PD to make contact with you when you were arrested?
Because I went to a probation office. I went to a Sierra Vista probation officer right there in Sierra Vista, right there by the courthouse, and that's where they made contact with me. Because I was there with a friend who had to go 27 to a meeting, and that's where they never see me, so they called the police and notified them that I was there.
Okay.
I think the friend that I was with is the one that turned me in because they wanted me to turn myself in. And that's what I was in the process of doing. But they did it for me, though.
So you said, okay, you acknowledge that you were missing from community supervision for 30 days.
Yes, sir.
Were you staying at your sister's house at that time, or were you staying in Sierra Vista?
No, I was in Sierra Vista.
Okay. Well, that's my phone program. Does have any questions for you? I have no questions for phone board members. Mr. Ross, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand?
No, I just... The only thing I can say, sir, is to part what I already said, the problem I have. And I'm just asking for mercy to put me in a rehab instead of prison, because prison is not going to rehabilitate me. It's just more corrupted, because there's more drugs in prison than there is on the street. And if I can get into a rehab, sir, I feel it would help me in my medical condition, and it's coming for me, you and all my family.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our decision under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our answer, okay, sir?
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly feel for Mr. Ross. It sounds like he's got a pretty serious problem with his foot, and it also sounds like that he's had some struggles, or at least ongoing struggles, with drug addiction. And he made reference to getting involved with methamphetamine again when he's on the street. And I do appreciate that with him having a little more than 5 months left in the prison system, that he wishes to seek drug rehabilitation. But I'll also say that based on the totality of his history, he really does not have a very good track record on community supervision. He was revoked once before, and he was confronted with a pending new felony for drug paraphernalia. I know he made reference to submitting a form to have it quashed, but according to the summary from our community corrections officer, that case is still pending. And so with respect to Mr. Ross's health, I am not finding him suitable for returning him to community supervision, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018 W2204. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ross was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal resident company, inasmuch as the absconded for 30 days in which we could not monitor his transition back to the community, and unfortunately got involved in drugs, or got involved in drugs again, and that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Rittenhouse, I'm sorry, Mrs. Rittenhouse, I'm trying to get my game back here since returning, pardon me, Ms. Rittenhouse. So Mr. Ross, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about February 19, 2019. I recognize it may sound like a long way away, but it is a matter of months. So we encourage you to pursue any in-house programming with the Department of Corrections to continue to get health care regarding that foot. Certainly I feel for your condition. But we do want to see you return to the community healthy and productive. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Ross, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you.
Can I just ask Mr. Ross?
Mr. Ross, one question from one of our fellow board members. Yes, Mr.
Ross, are you originally from Phoenix?
No, sir, I'm from Sierra.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir.
All right, well, sir, if you could give the phone to your CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Even the board for a few weeks, but it's not the hot being on for a few weeks, it's like you lose your rhythm or something.
I doesn't care about it.
Somebody was going to stumble
on the ground. You could talk to Sue.
When you do that, and I'll take it out.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. How many more do you have for us? One more? Okay. Can you help us find the other ones after that one?
I think that's all of them, sir.
That's all of them?
Yeah, I think we have four more. I think all we have is four left.
But we only have one left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sir, did you say one left?
Four?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. You're right. Okay, yes, sir. Okay, bring the next one. Thank you, sir. You heard him right, sir. I thought he said, what did you hear it for?
He said it one time, I thought he said four, and the next time he said it, I thought he said one, and then he said again.
So we're four.
I was just going to say, I didn't want to have to ask. You want to move through this.
Okay, who's next? Bring in the next one.
Mr. West, you got them all in one spot for us.
Well, 2000 is lucky to draw.